the king of Persia and of all the Middle East. My people, they all love me like a baker loves his yeast, yeah. Like a tailor loves his needle, like a farmer loves his dirt, like a mother loves her daughters with whom I love to flirt. I don't do any household chores, and my bed I never make. I never deign to clean my room, and I leave chaos in my way. That's why everybody here in Persia loves me like a son.
He'll never do a thing of less. He thinks it might be fun. That's why everyone in Persia loves him like a teenage son.
There are 1,800 women in the harem, plus or minus, and we all would like to be the one to please His Royal Highness. So we entertain the king about a dozen at a time. Otherwise, it wouldn't be my turn till I was past my prime. She rubs him on his
so much and give so little. It's no wonder that all the women in his palace love him like a Persian cat. Well, we can't imagine life without him in the fertile crescent, and we don't care if he is like a spoiled adolescent, for the king is the embodiment of Persia and its people, and without him as a leader, we're a church without a steeple, a ship without a figurehead, or a goat without a horn, a lion without a mane, or a rose without a thorn. No, it wouldn't be the same without a wall to tend the flock. That's why everybody here in Persia loves him like a rock. That's why everybody here in Persia loves him like a rock. You're like a rock.